Wake up, wake up.
Getty on
the Ryan O'Connor Breakfast Show.
It's the new way to get you going in the morning.
Smile 90.4 FM.
Now, I want to read an email that I got and received this from a dear old friend that the last I chatted to, we were busy finalizing deals on a bit of a sponsorship back then. And this is many moons ago. I can't try to do the math on this, but I know it was a while back. The email goes along the following lines. Hope this email finds you well and safe. I'm not sure if you remember me. I'm the coach of Tramway Girls. I was on the show many moons back. And back at that time, in the initial conversation, we're talking about girls in football, young girls in soccer, and the lack of there being enough, loads of things, resources. This is not part of the email, this is what I'm telling you. There were no resources. There were people like Harold, who was almost alone fighting the fight with a couple of other moms and dads to try and get leagues in place for girls to play soccer in Cape Town. Since then, ladies and gents, it's blossomed. Tramway FC girls, different age groups have flourished under numerous coaches. A commitment to making sure that the sport thrives in the Western Cape. And he joins us again numerous years later at a different radio station. Harold Potts Johnson, good morning, sir.
Good morning, Ian. Hi.
You've got to come visiting more often. You can't just rock up every 10 years and then we have a conversation, my friend. We've got to do this more regularly.
I just wish I had the time.
I often say to people, where's the time gone? You know, time just flies by. But when things happen and things are going well, it's always good, because then you're not really needed to get on a radio station and have to put a plea out there to get funding. But everything's grown. You know, Tramway Girls, you've taken it, and I say you collectively, it's you as a football club, have taken it and you've planted the seeds and you've allowed it to grow. You've got numerous the age divisions, you've got a seniors ladies football team as well, and you're still there. Harold, I thought by now you would have been taking a little bit of a background role and overseeing the whole thing, but you're hands on in the dirt getting the job done, and I love that about you as a dad and as a coach. Tell us just quickly, overview of the club over the last time since we've chatted, where are we?
In the last, I think 8 years ago we chatted.
Yeah.
And, you know, initially it was just getting the girls up and running off the ground, making sure that they're a safe space, making sure that they're enjoying their football.
Yes.
Over that last 7 or 8 years, we've added a lot more structure to the girls' division. Initially it was just like we had like 37 girls just trying to get the matches. We realized it was nothing short of chaos, for lack of a better word.
Sure.
And as the years have gone by, we added a lot more structure, brought in a lot more coaches. We pleaded with the parents. That's the one thing that they have in the girls' division. The parents are very hands-on because they realize we can't do this on our own. Mm. So our parents are extremely hands-on. We've got a lot more structure. Since implementing, as well as the club has really come on board as well in the last few years as well with regards to helping us out.
Yes.
So over the last few years, a couple of girls that we've had, that we've coached, they've gone on to make the SA under 17 national team.
Oh, fantastic.
We've got about 6 or 7 girls playing in the SAFL division who've come through our junior ranks, and the SAFL division is the highest division in the Western Cape. I mean, and these are still teenagers, right? These
this
are still like
incredible.
17-year-old girls. And then we've got 2 girls who've come through Tramway who actually went on to play in a team that won the SASA League, that went to national playoffs. And then this season, the smallest, as we called them 7 or 8 years ago, they were playing in our under-14 league, and they absolutely dominated the league. They went through the league 100%, 100% record. They won all their games.
Oh.
They won the league by 24 points. They went on to win the knockout final as well, so they got a league and cup double. We played in a tournament at the beginning of the year against girls who were considerably older and more physical than us, and they went and they won that tournament. So they've had for the last 7 years, all the structure and everything else that we've put in place, we've really kicked on, and we're still one of the only clubs, within the West, in the Cape Town region, to offer grassroots football, which is foundation-based football, which is football to 6, 7-year-old girls. Girls who just want to be on the field.
Love it.
And they only play against boys, these small girls, but they're so feisty. They're like
little
chihuahuas with two personalities.
Of course.
Tramway girls. And Harold, thanks so much for waiting for us. If you missed the conversation just before 7:30, we're talking about sport and about Tramway girls and how they've grown over the last 8 years. Harold Potts-Johnson still very much a part of the setup there as they've been chosen and selected to go and play in the Gothia Cup in Sweden. Now, it's one thing being selected, Harold. It's another thing finding the funds to get there.
Yes, you're nailing the head. And just listen to that exchange rate earlier on, the end of the euro. My skin started to crawl again. So just a little background information with regards to the Gothia Cup. So it is the largest youth tournament in the world. When we registered in mid-October, 900 other teams have registered already. And it's teams from genuinely all over the globe. Obviously, the majority of the teams come from Sweden, but these teams from Australia, New Zealand, Thailand, Malaysia, and we are the only South African under 14 girls team that has entered, and we are the only South African under 14 team that has actually entered ever. So, look, on the back of a really good season, we really wanted to give these girls something. You know, it was a memorable season, but we wanted to give them something that's going to be a lasting impression. That would be a trip overseas to go play in the biggest. That's literally called the World Youth Cup.
Yes.
So, Ryan, we are still a community club. We still don't have the resources that most teams that we play against, that most teams that we go up against. Have. So we are, I wouldn't say we are desperate for funding, but we are borderline like really desperate for funding. Because what we're doing at the moment, the parents are, it's all just self-fundraising. You know, they've been doing, people are selling durable stalls, they're selling waffles, they're selling, you know, just to sort of try to make some sort of income and not come completely put themselves in debt and completely come out of their pocket in order to do this.
Absolutely.
So we are appealing to organizations, to people, to good Samaritans out there. We've got a Back a Buddy campaign. We've created our own account that all our funds are 100% used for the girls that are going to Gothia. As well as the coaches, I need to put that out there as well before my other coach, Eric, has a go at me and say, but I also need money. It's a big, massive tournament. It's a once in a lifetime opportunity, but it's an opportunity that will last a lifetime.
And the caliber, like you said, of the girls in an under 14 team of yours, I mean, they've got a good chance of not just going over there, but going over there and winning it.
Mm-hmm.
This is how good they are. Harold, how do people put their hands up and say, I want in, I want to give, I want to be a part of this journey to get you there? Is there a funding page? How do people get hold of you?
So yes, we do. We've got a Back a Buddy campaign, which we have. We can also reach out to our club. Our club are very aware of the fundraising efforts that we're trying to put together. On our Facebook page, Tramway FC established 1923. You can get all of us through there. If not, I'm more than willing to share my number and share my email address.
Stunning.
I can give you the email address of the parents we've got like little subcommittees. In our Gothia group, we've got a fundraising committee. We've got my wife, obviously, is still very much involved in the goals.
Yeah.
She's taken a lot of responsibility as well. So there's many ways. I mean, Tramway FC on our Facebook page, if we reach out to them, we would definitely be able to get back to them and give them the information.
Follow us on Instagram @ Ryan O'Connor Breakfast Show.